Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9, and it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Today, it's a very, very special day. Do you know what day it is? It's Red Red Wine Day.
Red wine. I just bought red wine last night, so
see, I knew.
I'm celebrating.
Why didn't you bring it into work for us?
I know, I should have.
This is kind of cool. According to a new survey, red is the most popular type of wine. I'm more of a white wine kind of guy. I like it sweet, or maybe a sweeter red wine, like a cherry, almost like a dessert wine. I like that, and I think this number is a lie. In the survey that was recently done about wine, only 12% of people said, yeah, I can put down a whole bottle of wine in one night.
No way, man.
It's got to be higher than that, right?
I would be blackout drunk if I had a whole bottle of wine to myself.
Yeah, but you weigh like 7 pounds.
That's true. I am like a fetus.
I'm thinking of Liv the Web Girl. She's like, one bottle an hour, more like it.
If I had one bottle of wine, I would be like how I was Friday night, which is pass out at a bar.
Woohoo! Get it, girl. Slap that bag. This is cool news. IU Health is allowing tattoos in their new dress code policy. Indiana University Health has updated its dress code to allow nurses and other staff to show their tattoos and to have non-natural hair colors for the first time. I know you're like, well, wait, no big deal. Yeah, it is, because they've never allowed this. The change also including allows employees to choose their socks and sports logos on their shoes. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, goth kids got to have jobs, too.
I'm here to draw your blood. Hospital system officials say more. Say the move reflects the organization's value of messaging
authenticity.
That's the word. And trusting employees to make their own decisions about their demeanor. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of like somebody like all goth. Like, are you ready for blood to be drawn?
Exactly.
This is sad news, but I'm really proud of this kid for what he did. You might have heard of him already. A 6-year-old kid, he stood up to bullies and ended up in the hospital. This boy stood up to a group of kids who were bullying his friend at the apartment complex. The kids beat him up with rocks, sticks, and they rubbed sawdust in his eyes.
Yeah, see, this is why you got to be the bully, not stand up to the bullies.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I'm just kidding.
He ended up in the hospital with a broken arm, lacerated eye, and several cuts and bruises across his head and face. Cops are now investigating and identify a 5-year-old who they believe started all this. 5-year-old, what the hell are you doing, parents?
Yeah, that's sad. You got to look into that kid's home life, because clearly if he's acting out like that at that young of an age, something's going on.
Yeah, they're actually planning on getting social services involved. Now, this is Dana English. This is Carter's mom. She describes what happened.
Carter was outside by our front door and another kid was getting picked on. And Carter told these other kids to stop, and they started attacking him with rocks and with sticks.
Oh my word.
They were rubbing sawdust in his eyes.
Oh.
I'm not really sure what made them stop or anything.
They could have killed him.
Oh, no kidding. And these are 5- and 6-year-old kids.
Like, that poor baby.
I mean, Liv, what age are the kids you work with at daycare? How old are they?
They're around 5 and 6.
Do you think they'd ever do something like that?
Some of them, yeah.
They've tried to do it to Liv before when she's turned a blind eye.
Well, Alex and I gave them like a little toothbrush chip, you know? Kind of like Orange is the New Black. We're like, here, right there on the side of the tummy. You got it. I'll give you a toy. And this is something to watch out if you're a cheater. This is a kind of a viral story happening right now. A woman named Alexis in Waco, Texas, was getting breakfast Saturday morning when she overheard a conversation that she ended up tweeting about. She said, "Dear Hannah, the nursing student in Dallas, I heard your BF, like boyfriend, at the taco stand this morning talking about how many times he's cheated on you since he's been back at Baylor. He's trash. Dump him immediately."
Ooh.
People, the power of Twitter is amazing, started retweeting Alexis, and by the afternoon, it had made it all the way to Hannah. So
ooh,
somebody saw it. It's like, hey, is that your boyfriend? She tweeted, quote, "I dumped him just to update everyone." So,
wow, good for you. By the way, I think it's pronounced Wacko.
No, it's Waco.
I know. I'm kidding.
Do you know how much I struggle with words?
That's please, from The Office.
Please don't mess me up anymore. And of course, here's what's happening now with every update. And I hate this because I'm a millennial. But once her follow-up went viral, she posted another tweet where she gave her Venmo info and asked people, hey, would you like to pay for my student loans?
Now, see,
no.
Hannah, now we don't feel that sympathetic to your situation.
Oh, that's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.